KJZZ is supported by AARP Phoenix, proud to support KJZZ series The State of Aging, which explores the reality of an aging society. More information about caregiving at aarp.org/phoenix.
We continue our series on the state of aging in the Valley. Today, we'll meet three women over 55 who can do things like touch their toes and stand on their shoulders. That's because they regularly do yoga. And here are their reflections on healthy aging.
"45 was tougher for me than 30 or 40 because I suddenly realized that I probably have fewer breaths ahead of me than I had behind me.
What I realized when I taught as a 20-year-old, I tried to make myself look older. Most of the women in my classes were in their 40s, which was really old for me at the time. You know, they're 40 and I'm 20.
I remember when I turned 40 and people were like, oh my God, you're 40. Oh, you're already 40. All of this outside pressure was coming so that I almost felt ashamed of being 40, like somehow it was in my control to not be 40, you know?
I'm Elisa Gray. I'm an attorney. I practice at the law firm of Tiffany & Bosco in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm also a certified yoga instructor, and I teach here at Desert Song, and I'm 57 years old.
My name is Mary Beth Marcus. I am a yoga instructor, a massage therapist, and I am the owner of Desert Song Healing Arts Center. I am 60!
My name is Victoria Crawford, and I'm a certified yoga instructor and life coach.
I'm 66. This is my most favorite year. I love, love, love being this age. Just the freedom, the sense of appreciation, gratitude.
I think it's pretty obvious that our society appears to be very youth obsessed. I guess I try to resist that because I feel like it's inevitable. You're either aging or you're dead.
We get uncomfortable with wrinkles or the changes that are just naturally happening in the skin. I think it's interesting that it's just assumed that you're going to look awful or something as you get older.
Although I did let my gray hair come in this year, which was a huge step. You know, just wondering, was I going to be perceived differently? What was it going to look like? And it's so funny because it's just hair.
I look great for 60. I mean, when I turned 60, what really occurred to me, because I remember my mom at 60 and my grandmother at 60, and it looked very different. And we're living in a generation that basically looked at exercise as something positive. And you know what? This is a great place to be because I'm healthy and I feel, I want to say, in my shoes.
I think one of the things that is difficult about aging is the people around you that are also aging. I go to more funerals than weddings and bridal showers these days. We're seeing the, as I've heard described before, the canopy thinning above us.
Yeah, death is just part of life. It's going to come to all of us, and we all know that logically. And I've been privileged to be at the bedside of my mother when she passed away. And there was no fear. And this woman that had been so frightened so much of her life with different things took 5 very gentle, slow breaths, and that was it. And from that point forward, for me, death is something that will come, but it doesn't frighten me.
Growing old is a state of mind, and I just think if I could be healthy until I pass, I'm not afraid to die. If I left today, I feel like I've done enough and been enough and experienced enough in this life. I feel very comfortable with where I'm at now.
There's less concern about what others think, less concern about how you're perceived. It's just a tremendous freedom.
And on Monday, we will continue our series, The State of Aging in the Valley, with a story about the opportunities and challenges facing older workers. And you can find out more about the series at aging.kjzz.org. And you are listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.